WFHF 567, good morning monitoring. WFHF 567, Sam I am monitoring, good morning.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike. WSHF 567.
Good morning, Sam.
WSHM 738.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Sam. Mike.
Yep, good morning. Well, we'll see what today brings with the tropospheric ducting, if there's any out here.
Tropospheric jamming?
Yeah. They usually don't happen until, like, the hours of 4:30 and 6, and then, of course, you know, when they when you leave, then they pretend like they just woke up somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're cool and
well, it's supposed to rain around 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, they did say rain today. I did watch the forecast yesterday.
Right, I could kind of use a break. I've been out there doing yard work every day for the last 2 or 3 days, so I'm ready for a break.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Especially when you worked hard all day and then you come home and you do that. You know, when you just want to relax, really.
I've been manning a shovel and an axe, so, along with some miscellaneous other stuff out there. Yep, quite a bit going on.
Yep, sounds like fun.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, I think today is the 24th. 24th.
Yeah, that part got chopped out. What was that?
I says, yeah, today is the 24th.
Welcome to the weekend, WSHF 567.
Yep, it's going to be the weekend. I always look forward to Fridays, for sure.
Got a backpack blower. I got to put a piston and rings in today, new jug. I'll get that handled.
Yeah, so, like, what's all that cost? I mean, just the parts, the top jug and the piston and rings.
It was $60 for the kit.
That's pretty cheap. I mean, for the parts. Because I bought them online, I didn't buy them from the dealership. Yeah, the aftermarkets or OEMs?
Probably aftermarket, but it don't matter. You know, all the companies are making the same parts. They're just putting different names on them.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's still pretty cheap.
Let me guess. It's going to either be an Echo or a Still. It's an Echo.
Now, what do you do, Sam? You're doing it for somebody. So, will you make them buy the parts or you buy the parts?
For this guy, I bought the parts because I had the money and I know he'll pay me. Usually I do not buy the parts, but usually they buy their own parts, but I just do the labor. So on this particular job, I'll get my $60 back for the, you know, upper end rebuild kit, and I'll get my labor.
Of course, it makes sense, but yeah, I just wonder who. So mostly you make the customer buy the parts, and I get that. As long as they know what they're doing.
Well, it's easy if they bring it to me and I look at it and I tell them what they need and I send them off with their model number and tell them where to go. It's pretty standard.
Yeah. If given a chance, I'm sure people can screw it up.
Yes, and they have. It happens. It occurred when the tires bought the right tires.
They were the round tires, not the black tires.
The pulley that drives the blades broke off the spindle assembly, so he had to go get a new pulley. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. Must have hit something that was, you know, like a rock or something or a stump. Oh, it didn't look like anything, Mike. It just looked like the pulley just wore out for some reason. It was just sitting on top of the spindle there, you know, off its, almost at the nut, right? And it just looked like it was just sitting there like nobody's business. I took the belt off and the thing popped right off.
Now, do you ever sell, like, lawnmowers, like push mowers?
Yes, I do sell lawnmowers. I got a few customers that like to drop off their lawnmowers, you know, and I sell them during the summertime for them. And, you know, or if I got something here that got left, I'll sell it, you know. Yeah, I sell stuff sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't think you had any Honda self-propels in stock, did you?
No, I scrapped four of them. I had four of them here for parts, and, you know, I don't need them laying around, so I just scrapped everything.
Oh, yeah, the Hondas, don't scrap those if they're good. Hondas are good lawnmowers. Those are worth sticking a blade on, or maybe not an engine, but those are good lawnmowers. I just bought one. I know, they're good. I should have bought one when they were still making them. Kicking myself in the pants for that.
Oh, these all had bad engines.
Yeah, that makes it worthless at that point.
Well, they were worth keeping around long enough to, you know, yank a pull starter, a blade assembly, or, you know, drive, you know, transmission. You know, stuff like that, and then scrap them, you know.
Even the chassis are good on some of them. Some of them are aluminum. Even the steel ones, if they're in good shape, are worth some money. The mower housings. I just bought a 21-inch Honda self-propelled used. I don't know what year it was, but anyways. You know, you can't buy a new one anymore, so, and I'll tell you what, that mower works good. I mean, it's got that GCV 160 engine, and man, it just mows it down.
I knew it was a Honda the other day when you told me the model number.
Well, the actual model number of the mower is like HRR216K9 some. Anyway, yeah, it's a good lawnmower. You mean the model number of the engine, you know, was a Honda. Well, Honda actually put their engines, people bought engines from Honda and put them on their own like Toro did. Toro still does with one of them, but the problem is to buy that mower from Toro with the Honda engine is $2,350.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Problem is they got to order it, and then, you know, you can't see it. It's commercial mower, so everything's probably... I like to see what I'm going to buy. Would I spend that much on a self-propelled push bar? I don't know. I might if I could see it, but I'm not going to pay for it and order it and not like it once it gets here. All right, time for me to get rolling here. I'll catch you guys in a bit. The VSHM 738.
All right, we'll be here listening. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WSBT 754. You in there yet? WRWB 49.
I think he doesn't work this Friday.
I never can keep up with the schedule.
Yeah, I think he's off this Friday.
Yep, copy that. Okay.
Well, anyways.
I take it you get off early today, or you work till your usual time?
My usual time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't get out till 6:30, unfortunately, but that's all right.
Yeah, we'll be raining by then, I think, if what they're saying holds true. They have woken up. They're on their daily job, Mike. Not sure it pays a whole lot of money, but they are consistent.
Expect welfare recipients. I'm sure they get paid once a month.
Funny, in the afternoon when I get on, it takes them about 5 minutes to get the word out via text, and then the jammers are in there. It's like clockwork. About 5 minute delay from when you first start talking till the IRGC puts the command through via text.
And to think they call you the troublemaker. Oh, boy.
Well, we just come out here and try to talk. And they're the ones doing all the illegal activities to try to prove their ill point. But I think they're proving a point. I'm just not sure it's the one they want to prove.
Stronger signal, so I'm assuming it's going to be either, what, west of me or further southeast.
Are you basing that on input data?
be west of me, because if it was, it would have showed up, but I would have heard something. So, no, it's not there. It's got to be southeast.
Well, you know, a few of them got busted, so they're being a little more careful these days, that's all. And after all, once you're a jammer, you're a jammer. Alright, give me a minute, I'm running out to the Batmobile, to the SHM 738.
Alrighty. Just think, you guys will leave here once he goes to work, and then as soon as he does all that, signs off, you'll go somewhere else and say, oh gee, I just woke up.
Problem, Mike, they'll never wake up. WSHM 738, give me a minute.
Still in there, Sam? WRWB 49.
All right, WSHM 738. Wow. You're special.
Not too bright.
Yeah, pretty nice day, I guess, until maybe 5 o'clock. That's when they're saying it's going to start raining, so. Oh, it's really nice. Transmitting a 1,000 hertz tone, ain't that great?
And my intuition says, head southeast.
Well, that's where most of the trouble comes from. Been a few of those guys identified jamming already. By Amwa. Bad they're ineffective other than proving they're idiots. Nice $10,000 fine ought to square some of them up real quick and straighten them up, put a little starch in their shirts.
Well, you know, at that point, the government knows that they can't pay it, so what do? They just garnish their social check.
I think I heard that thing at 9 o'clock at night key up and give that tone. I don't think anybody was on here.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I didn't have my radio on at that time.
That was 8 or 9 o'clock or something, I don't remember when, but no one was on. I'm like, man, oh man, does that speak volumes?
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Anyway. So I guess, well, Sam, not I guess, but Sam got a new radio.
He didn't get it yet. He's gonna get it. Says I can program it up.
He showed me the video or a picture of it. Yeah, it's like the one I had, you know, years ago when they first, well, yeah, when they first came out. And mine was, you know, so old it didn't even have the USB cable in the back to charge the battery.
I don't think this does neither, but it has a drop-in charger. And if I'm not mistaken, well, it has that. I know that, so I just need to sit there and program it with your, and be all set. I might get a chance to do that tonight. I've just been doing a lot of outdoor work. Weather's been so good.
Yeah, I know someone that still has their UV3R. That's like the very first bow thing that ever came out, you know. I'm like, wow, still have that thing? And it's pretty small, too. It, like, fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I'd be glad to get the day over with and get to the weekend, man. Look forward to my weekend.
Yep, I hear you there. Yeah. The weekends, yeah, that'd be, me, I work, so it don't matter, but, I mean, for you, yeah, that's a good thing, I guess.
It is.
Well, today at least I got a little time before I have to go in, so I can, you know, snooze for a minute.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I like the early starts and getting out early. That's kind of what I prefer. Like having lots of daylight ahead of me before bedtime.
I do too, but it's just the way my schedule's made up, you know. You know, if I could, I would work, you know, earlier, but nope. So, you get what you can get.
Yeah, I know, I get it. It is what it is. Bankers, most bankers would like to work from midnight till 6 in the morning, but they'd have no customers, so I get it.
Yep, of course.
Did you know... Did you know, Harvey...
Talking about Harvey that we both know?
I don't know if you know Harvey. That's all I'm asking you. Did you know Harvey? He had that feed store north of 8 Mile Road on Van Dyke.
Yeah, I knew him. I met him a few times throughout, you know, my life. Yeah, there's like a handful.
Our new grandson has his name.
Oh, okay. Well, the other reason I bring it up, Harvey was a good guy. But, boy, they're taking forever on that building that he owned there. That's been going on for about 3 years or something, at least.
Weren't they tearing it down, or were they just partially tearing it down and rebuilding it?
That baby. In there this morning.
Lonely, lonely, lonely. WSHF 567.
I was right. Between the hours of 4:30 and 5:30 is when they wake up. They got up around like 5:17 this morning.
You need to get a life and a paycheck.
Like I said, you know, as soon as we leave here and I go QSY somewhere else, they're all going to be coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, I just woke up. Good morning. Just woke up.
Day appearance. Just be patient. That's all I can tell you guys. Just be patient.
Yep, I get it. Anyway. But, yeah, you were talking about Harvey's building.
That's all. It should take him a long time to work it over. Whoever owns it. It's people across the street or something, I really don't know, but...
No, okay. I'm assuming they're going to be turning it into, like, a party store.
I have no idea. Not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to take a long time getting there, evidently.
Yeah, last time I seen him... He was with his friend Heidi, and they came over to Gene's for something. I don't remember what it was for, but for something. And that was the last time I seen him. And this would have been like 6 months or a year before he died.
Yeah, too bad. Sad story.
And he was only, what, like 41 or 42?
Oh, I actually have no idea. Sam, how long has he been gone now? It's probably, you know, I think it's been 5 or 6 years. Well, you know what? It's been more than five. I think I still was in my other vehicle then. It's probably close to 7 years ago, actually. Sam probably knows.
Yeah, I would say about 7 years. Seems about right.
That's amazing how far, you know, how much time passed, you know. It's unbelievable. Time moves quick, man.
Like that song by Al Stewart, you know, Time Passages.
Yep, I'm familiar.
You remember how you were telling me about the Federals that burnt down in Roseville? Or is that East Point? Or whatever, anyway. Yeah, I was online and on Facebook. Somebody had posted it, a picture of it burning down.
The repeater's a little weaker, Mike, and your audio is too light with my road noise. Try it again here. Almost at my there, go ahead.
No, I was saying that day you were talking about the Federal's department store burning down. Somebody had put a post online. I just had an old black and white picture of, you know, of that building, you know, catching fire.
Like 78, so. All right, they had a couple of them burned down, but, yeah, that was, phrase on crashing. All right, I'm out of here. It's getting weaker. I heard everything you said. They were trying to jam you, but, great thing, about
All right, so we have 673. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Good morning. It's Mikey. You know how stupid you sound on this radio in the morning, you and your crew.
WRWR357, mobile monitoring.
WRWB 49, or standing by.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCT257, coming mobile monitoring. WSIP284, this is WSCT257, you out there? WSIP 284, WSIP 257. Nothing there from WSIP 284, this is WSIP 257, stay in monitoring.
WRVS 1317, WRVS 317, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 317, this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear.
WSIG 839 listening.
USHF 567 monitoring.
WRVS 713 New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713 New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713 New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772 Chevy Township. We're clear.
Hey, 202, what's happening? WSAL 946. No copy, 202.
That was IUP, but it is a radio check. WIUG, but it is a radio check.
Station, radio sounds great, 488. WSBN 771.
Thank you. Have a good day. WIUG 488, clear.
WSBN 771, standing by.
WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring. WSIP 284, this is WSET 257, you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284 or WSET 257, clear and monitoring.
WSEU 202, good evening. I don't believe you either.
CQ.
WSIL 946, monitoring.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat?
WSIL 946, monitoring, standby.
How's everybody doing tonight? CQ, how's everybody doing tonight?
found it.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. WSNG522. Is that you, Allie?
Yes, it is. It's me.
What's your guys' call sign? WSFG522. Kilo Charlie 5 Niner.
I don't know what the call sign is, but yes, I can hear you, Dad. Switch back over to Mount Clemens.
Okay, yeah, I can't hear you on the other one.
That's really weird. I thought you'd be able to hear me on the Troy one much better.
No, I couldn't hear you at all, actually.
So all those numbers and whatever, like, freaked me out for a second on this channel.
Okay, I want to try something else real quick. Let's go to Tri-Simplex, which would be, like, channel 15, okay?
Do I just push the arrows to do that?
Yep.
FCC 835. Anybody out there tonight?